So it's Monday, it's a brand new week. Hope you guys had a great rest of your weekend. Obviously, I had the open house yesterday, if you're listening to our update from there, which went really well. It was a little bit slow, actually, until the last sort of half an hour. But actually, I ended up locking up the house, was putting the keys back in the lockbox, came back to the front of the house, pick up my briefcase, and there was two people there. So obviously, of course, I want to let them in and see the property if they're already there and not just say, sorry, we've closed up. So took them in there and then actually had two other couples arrive in the next 10 minutes. So glad that I kind of stayed there. But actually, it was a good house. Followed up with a few of them today. Doesn't seem like any of them are going to come forward with an offer immediately, but there is some interest there, which may lead to a second showing. So that's great. But anyway, got LA Matchators tomorrow. So planning for that, which is really, really exciting. I was in the Beverly Hills office today, and David got back from the East Coast, who really enjoyed his engagement parties in New York and along the coast there. So it's good to have him back. Headed back over here. And actually picked up in Venice about an hour ago a check from Bulldog Realtors, who are a brokerage that we did a lease with. So we represented one of our clients leasing a property that they had listed. So we were picking up our commission check there. I need to take that back to the Beverly Hills office tomorrow morning and get that deposited. Dave and I have a couple of calls tomorrow. I'm actually having a look at a property as well in the morning, which is open from 11 till 2 during LA Mansion Tours time for one of our clients. I'm going to send him some pictures because actually he's out of LA at the moment, and it sounds like it could be a property that goes quite quickly. So I need to get him some videos and some pictures of different parts of the property. So that should go well. I also planned LA Mansion Tours. We've got some really good ones to see tomorrow, including a $40 million home that hit the market today, which I'm really excited for as well, which is another listing actually by James Harris and David Palms from Million Dollar Listing. So we'll pop in and see that. So if you guys have the opportunity, definitely check out our story tomorrow. Nothing in escrow at the moment, so still on that little bit of the stress. But our Instagram account actually been doing really well. We've created some new Instagram TV episodes today. So if you have the opportunity, go and check those out and let us know what you think. Yeah, but really good start to the week, really productive. My wife's actually moving into a new office on Main Street in Santa Monica, so that's exciting for her as well. Been just kind of coming back here and helping her just move some stuff into the car to move over that way. So we get our house back. She's no longer working from inside our home. She is now working from this location in Santa Monica, which is exciting, I think, for us because we get our home back and she obviously gets to not spend 24 hours a day in our house all the time. Which I think as a business owner is quite nice for her as well. But anyway, I hope you guys had a good Monday wherever you are. I hope you have a fantastic rest of the day. We'll be back with more updates tomorrow. Definitely tune in for our LA Mansion Tours. We need to try and sell a lot more property before the end of the year. So really trying to gear up and try and get that ready. We've got some good Facebook adverts running at the moment with a guy we're working with and some good leads coming through on that. So quite excited for the next couple of months and to see how we close this year out. But if you guys have any questions, let us know. And I'll be back again tomorrow with another update. See you guys soon. So it's Tuesday. Welcome to the Hutchins and Johnston podcast. Hope you guys have had a great day wherever you are. It's coming up to 4 o'clock in LA. Obviously, today is Tuesday, which means we have LA Mansion Tours every week. So we had a look at two pretty awesome properties this week. One of which actually was in Beverly Hills, listed by James Harris, David Parnes, who you may well know, as well as actually Mauricio Umansky, who are from the agency and also featured on Million Dollar Listing LA. So they had a really cool new listing that hit the market yesterday. Property in on Largo Vista Drive. This one's listed at $39,500,000. So it will be going up on our Hutch Johnston Instagram feed shortly if you guys want to check that out and see what $39.5 million buys you in Beverly Hills. Then go and check that out. And then there is one that is currently going up there at the moment. This one's in Bel Air. So actually it is opposite a property that we showed a client a couple of months ago on Bel Air Road, and actually is on the same road as the $250 million property that was in the press last year. This one is listed at $21,900,000. It's a 6-bed, 9-bath, 9,300-square-foot property. I think actually it was slightly overpriced for what it is, considering the property that we showed our client was listed at $21,500,000, and that got reduced recently to $17 million because it was sitting on the market and not selling. The other element of that as well is they are surrounded at the moment by construction sites. So obviously that is not going to be like that forever. but the next sort of 2 to 5 years in that part of the world, because they are all very large properties that need to be built, is going to be a bit of a construction site on that road. So I think any owner needs to be very aware of that if they're purchasing a property in that area. So we had a really good day as well, actually. Did a kind of video showing before we did LA Mansion Tours for a client who's actually traveling at the moment. Have been looking out for something for him to kind of downsize from his current property in West Hollywood, in the Hollywood Hills. So actually had a townhome that he sent me the details on. Obviously is not available to come and have a look at it, but I went there, took some pictures, took some videos, and that I think really speaks to the modern world of real estate that we now work in. Most people still will not make a decision whether they're going to put an offer on a property based on just pictures and knowing a street or a location and videos, but we definitely are going that way. This property I think actually will probably get agreed before the weekend, so timing wise may not be perfect for our client, but it's definitely good to be able to go somewhere and be able to sort of share our vision of what we're seeing in there in almost an instant. So actually I see as kind of VR maybe progresses over the next 10, 15, 20 years, being able to allow a client to see through your eyes as we are walking through on Broker's Caravan will actually be a very, very interesting thing if that becomes kind of mainstream and used regularly. But anyway, this property is going to be hopefully still available when our client comes back next week, but we will see, and I'll keep you updated if we end up submitting an offer on that one. We had a client actually that we showed a property in Santa Monica, Venice border last week as well. They've kind of come back and there is some small interest there. So we're kind of seeing what they would like us to do in terms of finding out more information, maybe setting up a second showing for them. And actually, David's actually got a showing this afternoon at 5 o'clock with someone who is looking to do a pop-up store kind of artist gallery in a property that we sold to one of our clients earlier in the year. Actually, I believe that closed in July. So obviously, they are going through plans at the moment to develop that into something pretty amazing on Abbot Kinney Boulevard. And so in the meantime, while they're going through that planning, they're obviously still paying for their property taxes and their carrying costs, etc. And so to be able to find a way for them to monetize it or to cancel out those carrying costs is something that we are doing for that client. We don't really, we're not planning on charging any commission for finding tenants for this, because obviously it is a bit of a different situation where it's a very short-term rentals, but it's definitely something that I would advise if you're in real estate across anywhere in the world, is keeping those relationships strong with the clients that you obviously are going to have a very strong future with, and that hopefully continue to buy and sell, even if they're not on that investment arm. I would say even if they're buying a single family home for them and their family, word of mouth is incredibly powerful in real estate, and them being able to turn around to their neighbors, their family members, anyone that they know who is going to be buying or selling real estate in the markets that you work in, is definitely worth keeping them happy, even if it's a bit of free work here or there, just to make sure that happens. We've done that before in the past, as you may have heard in some of our updates, with one of our clients who had a lease listing on Main Street, where actually the tenant turned around after a month and decided that they didn't want to live there anymore, even though it was very obvious that the reasoning was not that they wouldn't have been able to get out of the lease for any particular reason, but we did extra showings, put the property back on the market, and found a replacement tenant for our clients who are traveling the world. And there is definitely some very goodwill there, to the point where they may be listing that property with us for sale later in the year. But anyway, I hope you guys had a good Tuesday wherever you are. I'll be back tomorrow with some more updates, and as always, if you have any questions related to real estate, being in Beverly Hills, the markets that we're in, definitely reach out and let us and contact us as well. If you have any kind of thoughts on listening to the podcast and actually just things work differently in your market, or you're looking to buy or sell and kind of wanting to be put in touch with the right realtor and what to look for, definitely reach out to us as well. We're trying to grow this community as much as we can, and so we would love to help in any way that we can and to kind of build and to give you some good feedback. But anyway, I'll be back tomorrow with another update, and hope you guys have a good rest of your evening. Goodbye. Hi everyone, sorry for no update this Wednesday, and it is now Thursday. So hope you guys had a great day wherever you are. I've actually just got back to our house in Venice. Had a really weird day actually, where we had a great dinner last night with clients and close friends, my wife and I, and then actually ended up getting, it was in West Hollywood, so ended up getting a lift back from them, which meant that we got back to Venice, and obviously I'd had a couple of drinks, so didn't drive my car. Got a lift this morning back to our office on Rodeo Drive in Beverly Hills, and unfortunately kind of ended up, I didn't realize at the time, but had left my wallet in the cab. So that wasn't ideal. So kind of didn't realize I'd done that. So I was looking around the office for like a couple of hours today, just wondering where I could have put it, or did I leave it at home, calling my wife, trying to work out if she could check if I left it there when she was heading back to see our dog George. But it ended up that I'd actually left it in the lift. I got the call from the Lyft driver who actually turned around and said they'd had an accident at LAX. So then I headed towards LAX, met them actually at a Carl's Jr. Burger location where they had just been talking to the police about this traffic accident they got into. Managed to pick up my wallet, so that is great. Got that back. Dave and I actually had a meeting actually in Beverly Hills, which unfortunately I missed, but he carried on and took. My wife took George to the vet because he's going to have surgery this weekend on his hip, unfortunately. So we thought we had an appointment, but it's actually turned out that we did not apparently have an appointment, and they just cancelled that. So unfortunately, she turned up to the appointment and there was nothing going on there. But anyway, we've got a lease that we may be trying to get agreed at the moment for one of our clients. Quite an expensive lease at around $20,000 a month. And that is kind of a mansion in Hollywood. So I'm trying to get the kind of last details on that and just make sure that we kind of can get a deal agreed. That'll be kind of for a year. We actually did a showing last week on a property in Venice, which is on Main Street, which is the Clown Building, if any of you know that area. We have a client who is potentially interested in buying a unit that we've shown them in there, so we're kind of just answering their questions related to the HOA, the building management, and all of that. So I should have more of an update there shortly, and we should know if we're going to be putting forward an offer or not. We have a couple of listings also coming up towards the end of the year, and I've got a client who's actually been traveling around the world. We leased his property in Venice, and he's going to be coming back and hopefully going to grab a surf with him on Monday. And so we've kind of got a lot in the works at the moment, just moving parts and pieces everywhere, but it's a great time. Definitely feel that kind of end of summer has definitely taken place now, and we are definitely pushing in the direction of having a strong end of the year. David actually, I think, had two showings today on an Abbot Kinney space that we sold some clients earlier in the year, and we have, while they're going through planning, we're trying to basically kind of fill the space and cover their carrying costs for them. So I believe he actually had a showing with an artist who was going to turn it into an art gallery for a couple of weeks, which went well, so we'll hopefully get something agreed for them there as well. So sorry if that was a bit of a mumbling update. But we're actually really, really busy right now, which we're excited. We've actually been offered a bigger, nicer office as well in our Rodeo Drive, Pacific Union / Compass offices, as we go through the change in branding for that. So that's exciting as well. So we should know more about that shortly. But hope you guys had a good day wherever you are. I'm going to be back tomorrow because it is going to be Friday at 10:30 a.m. with our weekly Q&A. And I believe actually we're going to be doing that with one of our mortgage broker contacts. So if you guys have any questions about mortgages, definitely tune in to our Instagram, Hutch Johnston, and ask any questions you have for this mortgage guy that we have there. Because actually I think it's just a really interesting take on a different way of how people kind of, obviously the things that people need to go through to buy a property. The showing is obviously quite a nice element of that, and kind of getting all the financial paperwork and everything in place is not as fun normally. So hopefully you guys will find that interesting. But anyway, hope you guys are good, and we'll be back tomorrow with another update after the live Q&A. Goodbye.